connecting with your experience in this moment. Aware and knowing what you are aware of. This may be the breath. The flow, movement, sensations connected with the breath. Or it may be other experience, other body sensations. Or emotions, or even thoughts. Becoming aware of what the present moment is presenting, becoming aware of what is being received. We can begin to recognize that there are some distinct and interrelated processes happening in the present moment. Processes of body and processes of mind. That's pretty much all that happens. Our minds seem to naturally integrate these processes into a kind of a coherent experience. And so often we are not so clearly aware of the different processes, things at work in our present moment experience. And it can, our minds having this kind of interweaving of experience, it can obscure some distinctions. We can confuse or not be so clear of the difference sometimes between things happening in our bodies and things happening in our minds. As we become more familiar with the actual body experience, become intimate, connected, as Gil was speaking about yesterday, connected to this lived experience, as we become more familiar with what the actual physical experience is, we can begin to see and recognize in contrast almost. Processes of mind. Begin to distinguish body and mind. And also begin to see how these different processes of body and mind affect each other, condition each other. And so we can begin to be curious about what is actually our bodily experience and what is the mental experience. The experience of body is pretty rudimentary, elemental, we could say. Here in your physical being, you may notice sensations of vibration, pulsing, tingling. Maybe hardness or softness. Pressure. Heat or coolness. Or maybe some aspect of wetness or dryness. Those sensations are simply sensations. And we often have relationships to our sensations. Some of the easiest relationships to notice are emotional ones. We may be experiencing a sensation and have a sense of aversion to it, or what kind of a leaning into it. This mental process is different than the sensations. So useful to recognize when there is a kind of a reaction. What is the actual sensation being responded to or reacted to? This is one form of conditioning. We can see the way our mind responds to some physical experience. With an emotional response. We also might begin to recognize that there's, in conjunction with physical experience, a quality of that physical experience that's either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And that pleasant, unpleasant, neutral is actually different than the physical sensation. We can begin to understand this. So you may be noticing some experience, some physical sensation. Maybe let yourself connect with some strong physical sensation in your body at this point, most obvious physical sensation. And recognizing, is that sensation pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? It may seem like the pleasantness or unpleasantness or neutral quality is in the sensation itself. But if you explore this for a little while, you can actually at times witness a modulation, a changing quality of pleasant and unpleasant around that sensation. I've even experienced a sensation I thought was unpleasant changed to pleasant. So this is another aspect of the mind. And another area of mental process, and the difference between the sensation level of experience and our idea about the sensation. Whatever the strongest experience is for you in this moment, you may be able to check in to the sensation level quality of it. Maybe there's vibration, pulsing, tingling, pressure there. Are you connecting to it as simply vibration, tingling, pulsing, pressure, heat or coolness? Often the mind is overlaying on that some idea, a concept about the body part that is in the vicinity of that experience. We may be overlaying the idea of hand or sits bone, thigh or foot. Sometimes this can be, it's almost experienced almost as an image in the mind, as if we're seeing that part of our body. The concept of the experience is different than the experience. And when we relate to our experience through concept, it's very easy for our beliefs and ideas about that concept to influence the experience. This is one of the reasons it's so powerful to begin to recognize the difference between the actual bodily experience and the mental processes that are related. What is happening right now? What is obvious? What is awareness knowing? Is it a physical experience or a mental one? As we see these different processes at work, see that there are different processes. Just noticing this, our mind can begin to understand through just witnessing, through being with experience, our mind can begin to understand how these processes affect each other, how they condition each other. Body sensation, conditioning, a response in the mind. An emotion arising in the mind, conditioning feelings, sensations in the body. As we see these processes as very natural processes, nature at work in our being, there's much less tendency to own what's happening, to take it as me, who I am. We see that it's nature unfolding. Conditions unfolding. Processes of body and mind doing their thing. And can we meet it all with a heart of allowing, of care, of compassion, even joy at times. this being processes tumbling on.